Alexei Navalny's death becomes rallying cry for Ukraine aid to further endless Russian proxy war. By Sean Moran on February 17, 2024. The death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has become the latest establishment rallying cry for more Ukraine aid to further the seemingly endless proxy war against Russia. President Joe Biden said on Friday, "This tragedy reminds us of the stakes of the moment. History is watching the House of Representatives. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. Watch, Biden's brain breaks as he blames Trump, GOP after death of Putin opponent Alexei Navalny." A senior Defense Department official said that Ukraine is running out of supplies as the war drags on. The conflict will hit its second anniversary in February. The official said, "We do see that Ukrainians are running short on critical supplies, particularly ammunition, and we see this as something that could be the harbinger of what is to come if we do not get this supplemental funding. Without supplemental funding, we also will find many other locations along the forward line of troops that will be running low on supplies, on critical ammunition." The Pentagon has said it had depleted its supply of money to continue sending military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan establishment has said that it must double down on Ukraine's protracted conflict with Russia in the wake of the death of Navalny. House Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Gregory Meeks, DNY, said, "We must continue to stand with the Ukrainian people as they fight every day against Russia's brutality for their right to exist, which is why I continue to call on Speaker Johnson to end the political games and pass the urgently needed supplemental. The U.S. must use all the tools we have to hold Putin, his regime, and all those who have played a part in Alexei Navalny's death accountable." House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, commented, "The House must stand with the Ukrainian people in their courageous fight against Russian aggression. Those who do not risk forever being tarred in history as accomplices to Putin's tyrannical regime. The bipartisan national security legislation must be brought to the floor for an up or down vote immediately. One way to punish Putin for killing Navalny? Pass the national security supplemental so the Ukrainians can destroy the rest of Putin's army." Representative Jason Crow, DCO, chimed in. A group of bipartisan House lawmakers introduced a $66 billion Ukraine package after it appears that the Senate passed Ukraine aid bill, totaling roughly $95 billion, is dead on arrival in the House. The bill, spearheaded by Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, would send $47.7 billion to Ukraine. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, RTX, said that Congress should pass Ukraine aid in March to help with Ukraine's planned April counteroffensive. The 2023 Ukraine counteroffensive was considered a failure. Despite the strong establishment call for Ukraine aid, conservatives want to focus on what ails the United States. "Perhaps I get more fired up about what's going on in America not because I believe it's worse than Russia or any other country, but because it's my home," Sen. J.D. Vance, RO, wrote. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.